What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
How are you today, Kathy?
I'm doing good.
I always ask you that.
Yeah, I know.
You're good because you're married to me, right?
Absolutely.
I'm good because I'm married to you.
Probably,
so,
yeah.
So I'm very glad to get back in here. We've had to rerun quite a few shows. My dad ended up getting into a declining state over the last year, and he did pass away on March the 30th. So we've been having to deal with that. And today's show, I'm going to talk about maybe some considerations when you are elderly and you have children, things of that nature. My dad was very supportive of me over the years. Now I'm 53 years old now, so I had him for 53 years. He, sent me through college with a risk management and insurance degree at Appalachian State, also with a finance degree from NC State. What I liked about my dad was he taught me a good work ethic. He grew up on a farm, and he had a good work ethic. And just with the arrangements that we had to do with a funeral home and whatnot, he had taken care of. He was a planner, and he was a doer, and he completed a task. And he had everything that needed to be done was taken care of, was it not?
Yes.
I mean, he told me, he said, son, when I pass away, all you're going to have to do is just show up. And for all intents and purposes, that's what we did. I mean, he had the obituary written out. He had pre-planned at the funeral home. He
had memory verses for the service and songs. And
yeah,
he had everything written out and taken care of.
So. He even had his tombstone already erected.
Yes.
And so he was, that's the way he was. He didn't let the grass grow underneath his feet. I wish I had his energy, actually. He was very energetic.
There was definitely transparency there. So we knew what to do and what his wishes were, which is really important.
It was great. And we also, I want to thank Dr. Church and Iwasa. He was hung there with me, and he was giving me good counsel, good advice. And, he went into the care center, which a lot of people will say, I'd never send my parents to a care center. But at this point in time, what do you do when somebody is immobile, they can't get out of bed? You have to worry about bed sores, and we were just not equipped to be able to handle him at home. Mm-hmm. But I'm very proud that we had him there all the way to the 1st of March. He was there, and, it got to the point where I had to take him in bed, out of bed. I had to manhandle him to get him in bed at nighttime. So it was definitely, something we had to deal with. And this is not uncommon for a lot of people in the country. And so perhaps you're an elderly person that you're thinking about the future. And how does that work when it comes to, having all of your, ducks in a row, everything's in order, especially even when it comes to insurance? Well, let's think about perhaps, maybe you're a parent and you're looking down the road, or maybe you're a child looking at your parents. What's going to happen when mom or dad move out of the house and either move them with you, or maybe they move to, like my dad did, in assisted living? Now, my mother's in good health. She's 85, or going to be 85. You're not supposed to tell a woman's age, are you, Kathy?
No.
Okay, I'm in trouble?
Yes.
How old are you again, Kathy? 39?
Yeah, again.
Okay,
yes.
39. Okay.
Again.
But be as it may, as your parents get elderly, they're going to need help. And so had my mother, or maybe my dad had been, a widower, and moved to the care center, now you've got a house that's unoccupied. So that's a consideration. What do you do when you move out of the residence to go to a permanent care facility? How does that work when it comes to insurance?
Well, with your dad's situation, he'd already done a living will. He also took care of all these different things. So I think that we had the insurance already in that living will. So that was helpful as well.
Well, sort of. I mean, living will is going to tell you what its
trust,
wishes
yeah,
are.
Living trust, yeah.
You're talking about trust.
Yes, yeah.
So he's, and then that doesn't really come into play until you pass the trust.
Right.
And that's a consideration when it comes to insurance as well.
Right.
Or what about power of attorney? Mm-hmm. What if you have maybe it's time to give your adult child, the power of attorney for your affairs?
Mm-hmm.
Dad was in a situation where he couldn't handle his affairs anymore.
Or pay for his bills or what have you, yeah.
But last year he goes, son, I'm losing. You're going to do my tax returns. And so I got the information he compiled, and he had everything Correct. It was all ready to go. I didn't really have to do anything. All I did was take it to CPA, and they completed his tax return. So he was very good about organizing things. But at some point, it would be our advice is to be able to have a situation like I have with my dad where things were taken care of. I didn't have to guess. I didn't have to think about things. I had on my phone all the records I needed for my dad. I had all his medications. I had all of his
insurance cards.
I had his living will. Everything was provided for me by my dad, and it was done by an attorney. You know, we had Larry Ford in Hayesville had prepared him a estate plan with along with a trust, and so I didn't have to worry about these kinds of things. And I know it's very important when you think about insurance about different avenues that you could take. Maybe you want to have your child give you a life estate in the property. All these things have to be addressed when it comes to insurance.
Because typically, I mean, the only way we can actually make changes to your policy if it's you're a named insured. So if your kids are not even on it, or we don't know anything about it, or have power of attorney, we can't make changes to it unless it's a husband and a spouse is on the policy, listed on the policy. So if it's just in your name only, maybe it should be in yours and your child's. Possibly you can do it that way, I guess, too. But the big thing is that you have to be named insured before you can call up and say, hey, we need to make changes to this policy.
Yeah, so if mom or dad goes to the nursing home and they're incapacitated and you've got to make a change on the policy, well, guess what? You can't.
Unless
you have some kind of legal authority, right, to do so. Mm-hmm. I can't go in there and take your word just because dad would have wanted it this way or whatever.
Right.
You can't do that. So
right.
You've got to have a legal document there that we would have to provide to the insurance carrier that gives you ability to make a change,
right,
on a policy.
So that would be one of the things to consider, too, when you're actually looking at doing your planning or, you know, getting your stuff, your affairs in order or what have you, whatever you want to call it, is making sure that you also consider, you know, making changes on your policy in the way that you can actually have your children or spouse take care of that for you or be named on the policy.
Yeah. You still do like Kathy's uncle did, though. Remember your uncle that had the spouse that got power attorney and what happened?
Yeah, that was a bad story. We're not going to go there. But
she,
yeah,
and the power attorney were gone, right,
yeah,
after he went to the
she
hospital.
She took off when he was having surgery. But yeah. As one of his, it was, he had been married several times, put it that way.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, but anyway, Visit May, I think it's a good thing, you know, and this is an agency, we have a way to keep documents on our records. So if we have somebody provides us a power of attorney, I've got a way to store those records on a file, and then we can refer back to that if we need to. We would call that an important document that we would want to be able to reference back to.
Yeah, because we're paperless.
Because we're paperless, and we can find things in our computer system most of the time, or hopefully every time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's think about, you know, what if you're, you know, different scenarios could happen. Maybe you're, you know, your parents are elderly and they have time to go to the nursing home. And now you've got a house that's sitting there, and for all intents and purposes, it's still their stuff, still their place. But the insurance carrier needs to know that. You need to at least let them know, hey, you know, this is still mom and dad's or maybe dad's permanent residence. However, he is now in a full-time care facility. And let the insurance company advise you how it needs to be insured. They may want to consider, they may consider the house a vacant house or unoccupied house, and that's something you want to address with your insurance carrier. Mm. Another situation could be maybe you decide that you've moved mom and dad out, they're in a care facility, and now the house is rented. That's got to be communicated to your insurance company because you got to have a different policy for a renter being in the house, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the ownership of the house has changed. Maybe it's been put in a different, like I said, maybe the children are giving the parents a life estate, or maybe
the trust.
It's been, maybe mom and dad have passed away and now it's in a trust. All those things need to be communicated to your insurance carrier because that's something that's a relative, it's a material fact that needs to be divulged to the insurance carrier. We were doing a renewal list probably, I don't know, 10 years ago, and we were trying to go through it and look at different policies, and I was with one of my employees, and we stumbled upon a policy that the gentleman was 97 years old and had a homeowner's policy. We're like, wow, he's doing great. He must be doing awesome. And so we were able to somehow contact, and it got the gentleman's son. Dad's been passed away for 10 years. And we had no idea. Nobody ever told us that. And so what we had to do, we had to go in there and rewrite the policy because it wasn't even in his name anymore. It was in the son's name. So you can keep on paying those premiums as long as you want to, and nothing changes. If nothing's communicated, your policy is going to renew, and nobody's going to know.
Unless there's a claim.
And then that's going to be the problem.
That's when the problem starts. Yes.
That's when the problem starts. Okay, so we're going to be back after the break. We're talking about considerations to think about when you're getting older when it comes to insurance. And my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we wanted to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. We have a location in Blairsville, Georgia, located across the street from Home Depot, and we're next to the actual post office. We're in the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we're in the separate wing from them. So come by and see us in Blairsville for all your insurance needs. Our second location is located in Hiawassee, Georgia, located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. They're in the Town Trace building complex there, and they're right next to the hospital. We're in the red brick building there. Come by and see us there as well for your insurance needs. And our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina. It's right there on the main drag at 157 Highway 64 West. We are next to United Community Bank there. Come by and see us there at our main hub there to take care of any of your insurance needs there in Hayesville. Also, our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also on Highway 64. If you can go back down the main drag there past Arby's and So Goods, we're the next building over. Come by and see us there in Murphy. Our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We are located on the main drag next to United Community Bank, and on the other side of us is Burger King. So come by and see us there. You can also check out all these podcasts and radio shows on our website at www.more-insurance.com. You also can request a quote there on our website, and we'd love to check us out on our Facebook page, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs, so come by and see us.
Great, and we do help a lot of people. We have probably 5,000-plus customers, so we're very blessed with that, and I'm very thankful that we could do this radio show and also serve this community here, which is good. And we are an independent agent, which means we have more than one company to shop you with, and that's come in very handy a lot of times, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It sure has.
You know, we had a... we had a direct writer this week send us a referral. They got non-renewed, and we were able to write the policy for them. And I appreciated the referral from the direct writer, but they couldn't do it because they only had one company. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have other options, as we do. Before the break, we were talking about considerations that would be very common for our area here, people that are retirees, what happens as you age. And, you know, maybe at times it's time for you to move in with your adult kids, or maybe we're looking at going to like a Brasstown Manor or Simpson Estates, things of that nature. What happens to your residence? What happens to your home as you transition?
Or even your autos.
Your autos. Mm-hmm. And I had a point. I'm going to talk about that as well. I'm glad you mentioned that because I'd already planned to talk about this. You know, it's very, very usual that maybe an adult child or maybe a friend or neighbor is driving a vehicle that you own. Maybe your neighbor helped you.
They're driving you to your doctor's appointments or the bank or something like that, or the grocery store.
So at some point, I think this is a good measure to go ahead and add that person on as a driver. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're driving your vehicle on a regular ongoing basis, you want to add that person as a driver. It's very simple. All you got to do is get their driver's license number, date of birth, report to your insurance carrier. Well, it's simple, I say, as long as they have a good driving record.
Right.
Now, if they have a bad record, you might want to either avoid letting them drive. But that's something that's very common, don't you think, Kathy?
Right. I mean, because you load in your car, you load in your insurance in this situation. So, and if you're doing it regularly, they need to be listed on the policy, or they have access to your keys. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's something we would definitely advise to do. Mm-hmm. We were talking before the break about, my dad did pass away. He was 91 years old. And, he had a good long run, and I appreciate everything he did for me as a son. But we got thinking about, the situations that we've been in, is very common. I mean, either you are the adult that is looking at the next step in your life, or you're the child. Kathy, in this situation, is the child. She has parents that are in okay health today, but then once you get over 80 years old, things can be very, very volatile. And we did mention before the break that it's very good to have things that are in place and planned out, whether it be getting with an attorney and set up a trust, things of that nature. And from an insurance standpoint, we need to know if you've formed a trust, because what we understand it is, and I'm not an attorney, but you've got to put your assets into the trust in order for the trust to be able to, be able to pay out based on your wishes. Otherwise, if you have assets that are outside the trust, there could be what's called a pour over, what I'm understanding, but that maybe if something couldn't get poured over, or you want to avoid the probate, which I'm trying to get at.
Yes, absolutely.
So, but as an insurance agent, we need to work with you and let us know, because the trust is going to be put as a named insured or additional insured on the insurance policy. Mm-hmm. So we need to know that. We know if there's a power of attorney been given to a child. This is something you need to do, because I was very fortunate with my dad that he took care of all these things. A lot of people don't. You need to have somebody that's able to help you in these situations. And an attorney can advise you in these situations. So we're not attorneys, but we can help your, we can make your insurance policy to comply with whatever you have set up with your attorney.
Right. I do feel like people don't always want to talk about these things, and that's, I know it's hard. People don't want to think about it till, you know, something happens. But just for me and my, you know, we went through this with Mark's dad. It was really helpful. You're already grieving. You want to be able to do what they want, do their wishes. And sometimes you don't know what their wishes are. I mean, I was talking to my parents. I don't know if they're not as transparent about this. And have they taken care of it all? And they said they're going to get around to it. But will they get around to it? I hope they do. But it does, you know, cause questions in your mind as a child of elderly parents that are getting older, that are, I'll call them mature adults. That way, you know, I want to do what they want them to do. And if it's not, they're not transparent and you don't know all this, then it becomes a problem. And, you know, you want to do the right thing. So.
We're kind of on polar opposites almost. Like my dad was very transparent. He had everything planned out.
Yes.
Kathy's parents may very well have that, but we don't know.
They don't divulge it.
We don't know.
I've asked questions. My sister's asked questions. And it's a little frustrating, actually, that they won't be as transparent.
So don't be that parent.
Don't be that parent.
Be the parent that explains to your kids what you've got set up. I do have another situation that I'm helping out with a relative, and he had everything set up. I didn't know what the trust said until after he passed. Mm-hmm. So it would have been good to know before what was in the trust before he passed, because I had some questions that just can't be answered, you know.
Right, and he's not here to ask.
He's not here to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I've tried to do everything the best I can in the spirit of what he had set up. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good thing to have everything planned out and organized, and that way there's no questions, no ambiguity. This is a complete side note, which has nothing to do with insurance, it could have something to do with insurance, but I've never been a fan of owning property that's jointly owned. So I think it's good to have things divided up, or have it. You don't want to be a situation where you and somebody else owns property and nobody can make a decision. Mm-hmm. And also you have to have insurance in the situation too. Like if you inherit a house and, you know, say maybe it's Kathy and her sister own half the house, then they're going to have an insurance policy in both of their names, because the insurance policy has got to read how the property is titled, who owns the property. Mm-hmm. And it can't stay the way it was that mom and dad had, because that once they pass away, then that ownership has changed. And what we normally do on the insurance policy is we'll put when somebody passes in the estate of. Mm-hmm. And that way the insurance company knows it's in an estate.
Right.
But that can't sit there forever. It's got to be at some point addressed. Now, I'm a fan of having maybe an LLC, or maybe you're going to sell the property. But if you've got a house that's vacant for sale, technically that should be on a different policy, because a homeowner's policy is insuring somebody that's in the home. In this case, there would not be somebody in the home, because all the furniture's been moved out and it's sitting there for sale. And the correct way to insure that would be to have a policy that's for vacant and for sale. Correct, Kathy?
Yeah.
That happens not even
it happens a
people
lot.
Just moving.
I mean, we have to usually put it to it's like a dwelling fire policy, and that's something that has a little different coverages, but it's, you know, the exposure is different because you're not in the house all the time.
Yeah. And yeah, primarily. And it could be a broker situation like a Lloyd's of London, because not everybody wants to insure those types of,
right.
of arrangements.
Right.
Well, there's more we could just sit there and talk about. I mean, but just as a summary, I think it's good to have, be like my dad. He was a good example. Had everything planned out. Everything was taken care of. I didn't have to guess. And be a good parent. Do it for your kids, especially when you're right mind, can still make decisions. Right. I think that would be my takeaway from this. And I appreciate my dad very much taking care of things. That's who he was, and he did take care of things. And I didn't have to worry or stress about what his wishes were. So that's been a real blessing to have. So. Well, this is Mark and Kathy Moore. We're signing out for another show. Lord willing, we'll be back next week on WJRB Talk of the Mountains on our show, Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.